Hello, everybody. Welcome to Downward Lucha Libre. I am your host, Todd Swingado, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today we learned that Al Capone was taking in about $105 million a year in the 1920s, or what?
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say, no way in hell.
Or in about today's dollars would be $1.4
billion. And what did Al Capone do that was so bad?
Tax evasion.
He sold liquor.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I wish that the biggest crime these days was selling liquor. But yeah, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to discuss just random things. This is another newsreel edition of Down with Lucha Libre.
Newsreel edition.
And first of all, I want to bring to your attention that a week from today is Thanksgiving.
Wait, what's the day?
Well, today's Tuesday. We're just going to go up on Thursday. Oh. So a week from today is Thanksgiving.
Oh, so next Thursday's Thanksgiving?
Next Thursday.
Oh. That means Survivor Series comes on tomorrow night. I mean, next Wednesday night. Oh, well, that's right. They don't do that no more.
Yeah, Survivor Series is actually on Sunday, and I'm kind of bummed because I'm going to miss it. I'm going to have to watch it on Monday because I'm going to the Grizzlies game at 5 o'clock that night as we play the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, that's a...
Which that'll be a good game. So hopefully we can beat the shit out of the Clippers.
Yes.
And make our record like 14-1 at that point.
Yes, yes,
yes. But either way, let's talk.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You got a list of random shit.
I got a list. Well, let's see here. We can talk about... I was going to talk about some Memphis Tigers stuff that does not include the score of the game.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Because I will be predicting the future then, and I do not think I can do that.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure they lost.
Probably.
So, yes. And anyway, Josh Pastner recently lost the number one recruit in Memphis.
Oh, God.
For the third straight year in a row. This time,
dude, our... fucked up reasons ever.
I mean, the situation is messed up, but hey, man, college basketball is all screwed up. And he lost it to our old pal, John Calipari, in Kentucky.
Scott Labissiere, ladies and gentlemen, could have been the greatest player in the history of the Memphis Tigers.
Yes, he is a top five player in the country, number one player in the city. And he is going to Kentucky.
If you don't know anything about his story, look up on it. I'm not going to talk about it here because I've talked about it so much to family and just random people the past couple weeks. But look it up. If you can't spell his last name, I don't blame you.
We don't blame you.
But his story's fucked up. He's from Haiti. He was literally dug out of the ashes of the tsunami and earthquakes in Haiti a few years ago, brought to America because he's tall and he was young.
Yes.
And it's a regular Michael Orr story.
Yes.
Except his family's way more fucked up than the Tuies.
You know, because the Michael Orr thing, it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Basically. Except this is just the basketball version and his guardian guy. What's his name? I can't think of it. Jordan Hamilton, I think.
Yeah.
Or Jordan Hamilton, a basketball player. I don't know. Something Hamilton. That dude's a piece of crap. And also...
I thought Rick was like, okay.
Okay. Scal Avisaray and somebody else came over. There was another Haitian player that they thought was going to be able to play basketball that came with Scal Avisaray.
Yeah, and he didn't hit his growth spurt too great.
And he ended up not being that good of a basketball player and ended up only going to be in like a Division three player. He could play at like Rhodes College or CBU.
And it wasn't even that he wasn't that good. He ended up not being that tall.
Yes. And what did the freaking guardian of these two kids do? He sent one of them away on a bus in the middle of the night to, like, Baltimore, where he's never met anybody there before in his life. So he couldn't play basketball, so he sent his ass away and kept the big, tall kid. But Scott Vissier, fuck you. I'd just like to say that. And Josh Pastner, why didn't you get it done, man? I know it's cheating. You had to cheat to get him. But guess what? You cheated to get everybody else. Maybe not as bad.
Yeah.
But damn it. Everybody cheats to get everybody. You were just out cheated. That's all it was. Now, this is the third year in a row. 3 years ago, it was, or 2 years ago, it was Jarnell Stokes was the best player in the city. He went to Tennessee. Last year, it was this dude named LaRon Black. He went to fucking Illinois for some reason. So they must have paid him a lot of money. And this year, Scalavissier going to Kentucky. 3 years in a row, Memphis does not get the best kid out of the country, or the best kid out of the city. That was a cool little beeping noise.
That was a cool little beeping noise. I don't know if it got picked up. I'm trying to do something as we're doing this, but
yes.
I mean, Scott Labizier, he's going to be a great player, no doubt about that. He's going to be he's going to be great in the NBA next year.
Yes, he will spend about 4 months in Kentucky.
I would say he's going to go to his classes, but he probably won't.
No, he will definitely not go to his classes. And this has Thaddeus Young written all over it. He'll probably go to the NBA and be a pretty good player, but he will not be beloved by the Memphis fans.
Hell no, he won't be, and with great reason.
Yes. Also, I've watched the great movie. Actually, it's not that great of a movie, but I watched Bride of Chucky the other day. When was the last time you watched Bride of Chucky, man?
It's been a good few years. I actually saw the movie in theaters, though.
Oh, that's weird.
I've seen a lot of movies in theaters. I don't know how. I don't know why.
At the very beginning of Bride of Chucky, there's a part where it goes to, like, the evidence locker, where it shows the girl, like, stealing the Chucky doll or whatever.
Yeah.
And in the evidence locker, there is a hockey mask and a, like, Michael Myers mask.
I did not know that.
I never knew that. I do not know how they got away with having a Jason mask in that movie and a Michael Myers mask in that movie.
They probably just weren't able to. They just kind of did it.
Yes, because I guess they could always say that it wasn't actually those masks, but those were definitely those masks.
I mean, they could have just said it was a hockey mask.
It's a hockey mask and a random Halloween
and a William Shatner mask turned inside out.
Yeah. And, let's see. Oh, yes. And the other thing I've never knew about this movie until I rewatched it the other day is, do you know who the main, like, girl is in that movie?
Katherine Heigl.
Yes, Katherine Heigl.
Yes.
I did not know that, and I really love her.
That's weird.
Well, not like that. I just, ever since Knocked Up, I really like her.
A lot of pretty good actors and actresses' first acting roles or first major ones are horror movies.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey, Johnny Depp, Jennifer Aniston, Katherine Heigl.
Jennifer Aniston was in a classic, man.
Renee Zellweger. Usher. He was in The Faculty.
The Faculty's a cool movie.
I love that fucking movie.
Usher.
Oh, I didn't talk about this because we haven't been here since Halloween. Or actually, we were here last week or a couple of days ago. Sarah and I watched 30 Days a Night on Halloween. I told you we were going to do that.
Yes.
And she really liked it, actually. She said it was kind of slow for her, which I was like, it's a slow movie, but it's a really good movie. She agreed with me, however, that the vampires in that movie look better than the vampires in any other movie ever, because they actually look menacing and deadly and terrifying.
I guess those are very good vampires. I had also watched 30 Days Not Here very recently.
Oh, really?
Yes, just the other day. It's good. Still good. Still holds up pretty well.
And would you like to know something that I would like to talk about?
Yes.
I hate to talk about this because it's been beat to a fucking butt. Like, beat to death.
Oh, that could be a lot of things.
Adrian Peterson has been suspended for the rest of the year.
Oh, who cares?
And he is protesting it. Oh, let's talk about that real quick. Fuck Adrian Peterson. Let's talk about protesting. The Sacramento Kings are protesting the Memphis Grizzlies right now, saying that they actually lost the game and didn't win the game. And because they're little crybaby bitches who are like, no, we fucking won. But no, they didn't. You lost. It was reviewed plenty of times. I swear to God, if the NBA says, okay, you guys won, I'm going to.
Even if they go back and look and say, all right, maybe y'all got screwed there. I don't think they're going to take the freaking win away from the Grizzlies. And I don't think that's ever happened before, ever.
Yeah. And
The best thing about that is the look on Rudy Gay's face right after it happened and right after it was announced the Grizzlies won.
Fuck Rudy Gay.
Yes. That is right.
And did you know that there was a movie on Lifetime about Aaliyah recently?
Yes.
I actually
didn't know about that. I did not watch it. Lifetime is doing the weirdest freaking movies in the world.
Yeah.
They did the little untold story of, like, Saved by the Bell. And all it was it was not a real story about Saved by the Bell. It was, like, kids playing the kids that played in Saved by the Bell. It was like all the backstage stuff that was going on. It was like a movie about that, but it was like all just untrue. Yeah. It was stuff just Lifetime made up. I watched it, which is strange to say I watched a Lifetime movie. It was pretty funny. And then they did one for, what's her name, Brittany Murphy.
Yeah,
it was the exact same thing, pretty
that.
Much.
I did not know that.
Yes. And it was cool because it showed Brittany Murphy, and then it showed her, like, on set on Clueless, and it was acting like Alicia Silverstone and Stacey Dash, the other girl.
I had such a huge crush on Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy's really cool.
And let's talk about Father of the Year, America's Father, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Who is one after another. Rape accusers are coming out and accusing him of rape from either back in the day or recently. And he's notorious for slipping roofies and women's drinks back in the day.
Who hadn't did that once or twice a night?
I mean, this woman is saying that she was sexually assaulted twice in 1969 when she was 19. And she said that Cosby often pushed alcohol on her. And on one instance, when the two had been working on material together, she fell unconscious at his bungalow after having a cocktail he made for her. The next thing I remember was coming to his couch while being undressed. I thought I was being clever when I told him I had an infection and he would catch it, and his wife would know he had sex with someone, but he just found another orifice to use. I was sickened by what was happening to me and shocked that this man I had idolized was now raping me. Of course, I told no one.
Oh, why are you waiting? When did that happen?
1969.
It's like 79. It's like what? Like freaking 45 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't see why somebody would wait 45 years. I mean, he's probably raped people because he seemed like he would do that.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's lying. But I don't see why you would wait 45 years. That lady seems like she could have said something way back then and sued the shit out of him or something.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
No. Actually, I watched Ninja Turtles.
The Michael Bay?
Yeah, for the first time the other day. Have you watched it?
Nuh-uh.
I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would, but it still could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, the movie was cool up until, like, the turtles came around.
Oh, really?
That's not what it seemed like, because they don't really come until, like, the first 30 minutes. And it's really cool after that. But, like, there's, like, a little things in the story that's, like, completely different than, like how the cartoon was or, like, how the original movies were. I don't know how the comic book was, but I'm pretty sure this is not stuff that happened in the comic book either.
Yeah.
Would you like to know some of these things?
Sure.
Or you don't want to get spoiled?
No, you can tell me. I don't know if I'm actually going to see it.
Anyway, apparently, you can tell me if you know this, if it was in the comic books or not, that the Turtles and Splinter were actually pets of April O'Neil. Was that in the comic book?
I have no idea.
Well, it is in this movie. That's sure as hell not how it happened in the original movie. Also, they, the Foot Clan don't even seem like they're ninjas. They're like, they all have guns and they shoot guns, which is kind of cool, I guess, that they're shooting guns, but it don't really seem very ninja-like.
Yeah.
And, let's see, what else was weird? Oh, yes. The way they all learned karate, or whatever martial arts they use, is a book magically fell down the drain and Splinter found it. And he read it and taught himself martial arts.
What?
Yes. And because he knew his kids, or knew the turtles would grow up one day, so he thought of a way to protect them. So he found that book. And then once he mastered it, he taught all the turtles. Which is, that's stupid too, I thought. Because that is, that's...
Well, the past couple of weeks I've actually seen a few good movies.
Well, that's the only movie I've seen.
I've seen Interstellar, which was a great... Scat. Which was a great depressing movie. Seen This Is Where I Leave You, which is a hilarious, great movie. And this movie called Whiplash, which was a fucking amazing movie. I saw it at Ridgeway 4, which is the best theater in Memphis because they have comfy-ass leather seats and they sell beer there. But those, I'm not going to review those movies because, I mean, I don't want to. But those movies are great, especially Whiplash. Interstellar was awesome. Dumb and Dumber actually was the top movie in the country this weekend, which surprises me because I thought no one would actually go see that. Yes. It made $36 million.
Are you a fan of the Dumb and Dumber movie franchise?
I like the first one. I actually didn't have that many problems with Dumb and Dumberer.
Dumb and Dumberer.
But this one, I don't know if I'm actually going to see. I mean, I probably will, but when it's comes out on video and VHS.
When it comes out on VHS,
I'll probably go up to Hollywood Video and rent it. You know.
Do you remember Cinemagic Video in Raleigh?
Yeah, I never went there. It was in the same parking lot as Toys R Us.
Yeah, I used to go there, and I used to rent wrestling VHSs from there.
Wrestling tapes from Hollywood Video on stage and...
Never take them back?
No. I used to rent there from stage, and there was a place called, like Quick Stop Videos or some shit. That was in Fraser. I used to rent the same three tapes. I'd rent wrestling tapes, I'd rent Faces of Fear or Faces of Death, and I'd rent UFC tapes. And that's the first time I remember seeing Ken Shamrock, except for WWF, and be like, holy shit, this guy really is the most dangerous man in the world.
When you would go rent wrestling movies, was there ever like a wrestling movie that you would just rent all, like not all the time, but you would definitely rent it more than once just because that was your favorite one?
Yes. I can't even remember what was actually on the card, but I remember it so vividly because I remember the cover so well. It was a WWF old tape. Can't remember. I think it may have been a SummerSlam. And it had on the cover was Brutus Beefcake with Hulk Hogan inside of a steel cage. And Beefcake had the shears, and he was just doing that, reposing behind the cage. And I cannot remember what show that was. It may have just been a compilation tape, but I remember renting that a lot when I was little.
Mine was WrestleMania 9.
The worst one.
It's, I don't think it's the worst one.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't know. I would always rent that for some reason. I just thought it being outdoors would always appeal to me for some reason.
Yeah.
And it being in like Caesar's Palace and having the Doink the Clown segment on there.
Yeah, that was the Doink shit was the best.
The Doink thing is like the best thing on that damn card.
Man.
And like Razor Ramon like wrestled Bob Backlund for some reason in that match on there, that WrestleMania. I'm not really sure why.
But you know, there's something else I wanted to discuss, and that is the hacker group Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Did you hear what they did?
They took over the KKK's Twitter account.
Yep.
Which is pretty, I mean, if you want to take somebody's Twitter account over, might as well be the KKK's.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's let it be known. I think it's fucking hilarious. I agree with everything that Anonymous does for the most part.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was the KKK.
Oh. Oh, god damn it. I agree with why they did it. They did it because they were KKK was talking about protesting the Ferguson riots. We're not going to get into that because that's way too political for this podcast. But Anonymous, they're a great fucking group, in my opinion. They, I'm not going to say anything bad about them because I don't want them to hack into our shit. And because I agree with what they do. I mean, it's not like they don't hack It's not like they hack people's cell phones and post text messages or shit. Like they, if they do that, they're doing it for a reason. They hack people's accounts who look at child pornography, or are just scums to the world.
Yes.
And for that, we gotta give them a little high five. We'll compliment them just a little bit, because they are pretty good people for doing shit like that.
Yes. And if anybody would like to hang out with the Memphis chapter of Anonymous,
I actually got a flyer from them.
You can go to the corner of Highland and Poplar at Spin Street Saturday afternoons.
I got a flyer from them that was about how, what the fuck was they talking about? It was about how vaccinations are bad for you.
Yes. I talked to the two guys that were up there, and he gave me like a freaking, like 100 flyers, and he wanted me to give them out.
Did you?
Not yet. I gave them out to people I know. But I would go up there and hang out with them, I think.
Taylor would too.
Well.
But do you have any other random shit you want to talk about?
I mean, not really.
I don't really either. So, I mean, this week we gave people a good podcast, and the Grizzlies one. Well, I guess depending on who you talk to is a good one, because you may not be from Memphis, and you may have got bored with that one. What if you're a Rockets fan?
What if you're a Clippers fan?
Clippers. What if you're a Cavs, or, I mean, a LeBron fan?
Well, you know, I don't care. Oh, another thing, I remember something else I wanted to talk about. Do you know who Todd Gurley is?
The name sounds really familiar.
He is the most badass running back for Georgia that got suspended and who got reinstated and was able to play. The game, he came back after he was reinstating because he like signed some stuff and somebody gave him some money. He tore his ACL. And now he will be out for at least a year, which means he will probably still get drafted, but he will not be able to play in the NFL next season. And it is just another sad case of a badass SEC running back wearing their self out in college and getting hurt.
Yeah.
There was a guy, his name was Marcus Lattimore. He was going to be a badass NFL running back. But he tore his ACL, and then he like took a year, did his recovery, then came back and actually tore his other ACL.
God damn it.
And, he got signed, and he still got drafted, and he got like $500,000 guaranteed for like the fifth round or sixth round or something.
Yeah.
But then he recently had to retire because he just couldn't recover from the second one, and it is very sad because he was going to be badass.
Would you like to know the update of the score?
Yes.
Going into the half, Wichita State's up 29-22.
Ooh. Keeping it close, but I still say Wichita State is going to destroy them.
And Austin Nichols is leading scorer.
With 19 points.
With 7 points. Him and Nick King both have 7 points.
Well, at least when this podcast gets posted, we'll know how much they lost by.
Allen Iverson's son, hopefully he actually does good this year.
Probably not. I don't think Josh Pastner likes him, apparently.
I don't think anyone actually likes him. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Boring Podcast for Down with Lucha Libre. Next week, we may be back for a Thanksgiving theme / Survivor Series themed episode. We probably will be, because I want to talk about Survivor Series.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about Survivor Series than Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving's a messed up holiday, man.
And for Down with Lucha Libre, I am Todd Suliano.
And I'm Jesse Matthews.
And we will see you kids later.